Have you ever been going through a difficult time in your life and wondered to yourself, what in the world is going on here? I might have a different way for you to think about that.
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. Now, here's Craig.
A little while ago, I was on a podcast, and right near the end of the podcast, one of the hosts asked me, if I could go back in time and give advice to myself, so my older self could talk back to my younger self and give some perspective, what would I say to my younger self to encourage me? And one of the things that I shared was that I would remind myself that just because I'm going through something difficult doesn't mean that I've missed out on what God has for me. See, there's some people that seem to think that any time that something is rough, they think, I must have missed God's plan for my life. I went right and I should have gone left. Now, that might be the case. Sometimes God does speak through us through difficult circumstances. But when we've taken the time to reflect on that, when we've talked to wise people around us, and we have gotten it clear in our minds that, no, I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing, then we need to move on and think about the difficult time from a different perspective. You see, I've learned over time that there are some lessons that I can't learn in any other way than to go through a difficult time. There are scripture verses that have become invaluable to me. One of them is in Romans chapter 5 that says, when we go through these difficult times, we need to remember it's a part of a process, that I am growing and developing in ways that I couldn't have grown or developed if things were easy for me. James also writes to us that we can count it joy when we're going through these difficult times, because then he comes to a conclusion on the other side and says, that part of the reason why we're going through this difficult time is to bring out a greater maturity in our lives. And that is true. I have found that at times that I've looked back and said, you know, I learned something. I gained an empathy. I gained a maturity. I gained an experience that had I not gone through that rough time, I wouldn't have been able to get that. And those are great in hindsight. But what do we do in the moment? Because I can tell you that in the moment, when things are so difficult and so challenging, it's really hard to look ahead to the end and say, well, yeah, I'm going to learn something. I'm going to get something out of this. So I want you to think about something that goes along with this delicious cookie. I benefit from my wife being a wonderful baker. And I love the treats that I get to enjoy. But it's interesting in watching the science of baking. She has learned a lot about, I can add this part and this part, and then this is the result. These are how these things enhance each other or balance each other. And she can taste something and say, nope, it's missing an ingredient. It needs to have, and she knows exactly what needs to go in there. There's a Bible verse that is in Romans chapter 8 that says that God is working all things together for our good. Is working. There's an ongoing process. You see, when I see all the ingredients that my wife has laid out for the cookie, there are some things that I'm naturally gravitating towards. Some of those sweet things. There's some Oreos. This cookie that I happen to have here is a white chocolate Oreo cookie. There's some Oreo pieces there on the counter. There's some white chocolate. There's some brown sugar and some white sugar and some things that are really nice. There's also some things that I wouldn't choose to have them by themselves. Some things like vanilla and salt and baking soda and baking powder. Those things are rather pungent if I have to just eat them on their own. And yet, if I just had all of the sweet things and I blended all those together, the cookie wouldn't be as good as it could be. You see, there have to be some of those bitter things, some of those things that on their own, I'd say, boy, I don't want to have those things. I need to have those things mixed in order to come up with the delicious product on the other side. And that's what God is doing for you, my friend. As you go through this difficult time, He is working all things together. He is mixing all things together. He is accomplishing something by mixing in some of those bitter things, some of those difficult things that you would not benefit if you just had a sweet and easy life. So let me remind you, the next time that you're in the middle of something difficult and you're wondering what in the world is going on here, why don't you find one of your favorite cookies and take a bite and be reminded that there's some sweet things in here and there's some bitter things in here. And God knows perfectly what to mix into your life so that He's glorified and you are matured in the process.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. To pre-order, go to CraigTOwens.com.